ready. It's time for the podcast.
Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. I am oil painter Katrina Berg. This is the Candy Colored Studio in Midway, Utah. And today I'm going to talk about just some marketing tips. And these are specific for artists, but definitely these work for anything that you're trying to promote or share. Have you ever found yourself hearing about something like a day later, like a day after the event happened, whether it's a show you wanted to go to, I don't know, just some event that happened and you didn't find out about it until a few days after the event? And maybe it's just because you're behind on social media or your email inbox, whatever the case may be. I know I'm not the only one that this has happened to. And for some reason during COVID, it happened to me even more than normal. And, you know, there's good, there's pluses and minuses. I mean, yes, it's good if we're just living in the moment and we're enjoying our families. And yes, we might miss something, but sometimes you don't want to miss stuff. And I know this happens. This has happened before. I've had artists, collectors, and friends just reach out to me. I really wanted to go to your show. I'm so sorry. I just barely heard about it, or I didn't realize the event was last weekend. I'm really sad I missed it, or I'm out of town, or whatever reason. You know, I've had lots of people tell me they were so sad, but they just found out about it. And I'm like, oh, well, I totally get it. So what can I do to rectify this situation? So I know there's going to be, not everything in life is going to magically line up that we're going to be able to go to everything that we want to go to. But I think that as artists, as anybody that wants to share events or products with the world, we need to realize that sometimes we don't all see everything that's happening on social media. We're not always opening our email right when it comes through. So I actually had my good friend down at the Sears Art Museum in St. George, which, by the way, we have a fantastic exhibit up right now. The Rouge Utah Women's Artist Show is up until September. And so my cute friend, Kathy, she runs that exhibit, or she runs the whole museum. And she was emailing me, and her husband just had an accident and all these crazy things were happening. And she was behind on marketing for the event and she was so worried. And I got her email and I just wrote her back and I said, don't worry. I said, just keep sharing each week or even a few times a week until September. And I do believe this with all of my heart. I told her people need multiple reminders. Social media and email lists sometimes are better as a broken record. Now, I have never had anyone complain to me because they heard about an event two or three or four times, but I have had people really sad because they missed things. And so for me, sometimes it's nice when I hear about something and maybe I hear about it and I don't have time to put it in my calendar, or I get distracted or interrupted, which is usually very common around here. And so I forget. And then I'll come across another email, or somebody will talk about something, or I'll see another social media post and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's right. I need to put that in my calendar. I really want to make that happen. And so I think that even when I'm on top of things, it takes me usually two times to actually get my act together. So that's why I think that there's actually the happiest broken record out there is probably the event that you want to go to that you have heard about multiple times, right? And let's face it, even though everything seems to be so technologically advanced and we are just so advanced in general as humans these days, it just doesn't mean that we're going to remember everything and do everything that we want to be able to do. So again, I really do think that it's important to just go ahead and share things multiple times. And that means, you know, on your social media, also means in the emails. I think it's great to share about things several times. And of course, if you don't have time, like my good friend Kathy, you can always share once the opening or the initial event has started. So sometimes these events are only one day only, but you can go ahead and participate. I don't know if it's like an online recording or there's a catalog online that you can check out things, or you can go into the museum or the shop or the gallery later and go and check out what is still available. And typically that is exactly what happens. A really good example of this, maybe it's not like a perfect correlation, but I think that the principle was really well established. So my good friend Nanette, who runs the Utah Art Market, she has been doing the show, the 135 show, for, gosh, has it been like six or, I don't know, maybe she just had her seventh. She usually does it in November. It's a fall show, kind of like the beginning of the holiday events, and it's always really fun. And then she decided to go ahead and add her very first summer 135, and they had it last weekend, and it was like a huge show, really successful. I think one of the benefits of the 135 show is that it's just one night. So it's really only one night of commitment for the artists. Everyone usually plans around it. However, if you live out of state, or you're out of town, it's really hard. And so what Nanette did this year that was really special was that she not only had the regular one evening, but then the next, from the time that the artist went home until the following evening. So they had the original show Friday night, and then all day Saturday, you could still go and see things in person, or you could purchase things right online, which is amazing, right? And so it doesn't matter if you were able to go, or let's say you got on social media Friday night as you were ready to go to bed and you started seeing all these wonderful stories or posts about the 135 show and you realized you missed it. Well, guess what? You still had 24 hours and you could do it right in your in the comfort of your cozy bed. And so she just went ahead and she showed all the remaining work that was available in her stories, and you could just screenshot and purchase the pieces that way. And I think that's brilliant. I've seen lots of artist friends do that. My good friend Paige Anderson would get on the day after the 135 show and post everything that she still had available in her stories or just in her feed, and people would buy things that way as well. So I think as important it is to build up the initial event, it is okay to continue to talk about things after. So again, I definitely think that the happiest broken record is the one that happens before the main event. But then after the main event, I think it's important to continue to talk about the show or what you still have available. So somebody who does the pre-marketing really well, I want to say it might even just be an assistant of artist Luli Wallace, whoever was running her Instagram for a long time. Let's see, I'll even pull up one of her posts for you. Let's see. So this is, she was advertising the angel. So before she does a release, so Luli, she'll release like 20 or 30 pieces at once. And before she does that, she will have, she'll have, you know, photos of individual pieces that will be going to the show. And so here's an example just of the writing with the post, and it says, "A pairing of angels. This series will be released December 1st. Feel free to email hello@luliwallace.com for all the details." And basically, it's the exact same caption for all of the, for a while. You know, you go back three or four posts, or ahead three or four posts, and it's basically the same thing, you know, just real basic. "This series is going to be released December 1st. And if you want to email us any questions, here's the email to email us." And I think that that's so wise, absolutely brilliant. So yeah, I always thought that was such a good idea. So if you do have a series that you're trying to promote, I think that it's okay to continue to put information. Another thing that my good friend Annie Blake would do, I remember one year she said, "There's going to be a lot happening. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to post all the events coming up. The $100 show, the Beehive Bazaar." I can't remember all the things she put in that particular post, but she listed like four or five events that were going to be coming up during the holiday season that she knew people wouldn't want to miss. So she just put it as a post and then people could see that. Something else that I've done that I've seen other people do is sometimes in my bio on my main page, Just up in my bio, I'll say whatever events are coming up or things that I know people want to know about. If I have a series release coming up or a big show, I'll just put the information there. And I think that that's another really good way to be a very happy broken record. Let's go back to Kathy. So Kathy over at Sears Art, something beautiful that I noticed that she's been doing this week. So they had the opening and then she came in. So here was information about the opening. This is another one. She had several pieces reminding people about the opening, which is great. Beautiful, beautiful broken record. And then she came back in, I want to say this week, and she's gone in every day thinking about a specific theme, and then she shows pieces within that theme. So one day she said, today I looked for elements of glass to post. These artists work in magic in their chosen medium. So basically she showed really close-up details of all the pieces that had glass or just anything. You know, I think there was porcelain, the airplane. It was awesome. And then the next day she talked about, she says, I walked into the Sears Art Museum this morning and began and was very impressed with all the diversity of medium. I focused on fiber. So then the next few pieces that she shared that day were just all pieces where their medium included some fiber. And that was really awesome. And then today's post, she walked through the museum thinking about flowers. And then she shared like 7, 8, 10, I don't know, quite a few pieces that included flowers. And I thought that was really, really nice. And then at the end of each of these posts that she's been doing, it says Rouge, Utah Women's Voices, runs through September 17th, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then she even added closed for the 4th of July holiday from the 2nd to the 5th. So again, super easy. You can just put the exact same thing. Just remind them how long the show is going to be open for and or just when the show is going to, you know, when your series is going to be released. Again, I think that broken record, what you'll find is that I think we're always so afraid of bothering people about giving people the same information over and over, but I really think that we need that information over and over. And I think that these are two really good examples of ways to do it on the front end, the back end. And then of course, like Nanette, just making sure that you're able to reach all the people that you want to include in your event. So I think, again, these three ladies have got really good ways to make sure that they're serving their people and, you know, just making sure that their goodness can get to anybody who is interested. So again, the broken record, it's not always a bad thing. I think it's actually one of the happiest things that we can do to help just people know about what's going on and to include others. So, okay. So again, that Rouge show is up till September 17th, and that is an awesome, awesome show. Other things that I personally have going on, I still have some work in the window up at the Utah Art Market, the front window. You can go check out those pieces and contact Nanette if you're interested in any of those. And then La Petite Maison Antique and Draper, a beautiful friend, Amanda, she has several of my pieces there, my latest group of florals and birds and just some fun things in the shop. And then most recently, my work is now at Bell Jar in Heber City, which is so exciting because it's so close. And this is my dear friend, Desiree Ashworth. She and her friend, Amy, who I absolutely adore as well. They've come up with this beautiful shop, basically a home base for Desiree and all her design, but also a place where you can go and purchase a lot of the items that you would typically see Desiree using in the homes that she designed. So there are antiques straight from Europe. There's a lot of original art. In fact, they only have original art, which is really, really fun. And then of course, there's lots of really great local items. I got to meet the Pillow Gal today when I was over there. So lots of fun things happening over at Bell Jar. But yeah, they are amazing. Desiree has been a great collector of mine, but she's also introduced me to some of my very favorite collectors who've become really dear friends, and that has been really special for me. So if you are in Utah at all during your holidays or just as you're going around doing some errands, again, in Salt Lake is the Utah Art Market in the, I want to say it's the Foothill Village Shopping Center at the Old Stein Mart. That's where you'll find the Utah Art Market. And then Amanda's La Petite Maison Antique is in Draper, and Desiree and Amy's Beljar is right in Heber City. So lots of great places to go and check out things. I've been working away on a new piece and I'm getting some stuff ready for Swiss Days. So I'm starting to make some plans of things to get ready for you for Swiss Days. So if you're planning on coming to Swiss Days, I think we're all like a little bit anxious since we didn't get to have it last year. It's gonna be really awesome. So we're excited to have it, and it will be at my house again. Some of you got to come last year for my open house, and that was really fun to have so many of you there. And then this year I'll be at my house again, but of course we'll make it easy for you to go between Swiss Days and back. If you want to park here at our house, we'd be happy to shuffle you or shuttle you over to Swiss Days and back with all your purchases. So that's something to look forward to that first weekend in September. Meanwhile, sending so much love today to each of you. Just remember, sometimes it's okay to tell people something more than once, because we all need reminders, and it's okay to remind each other that we love each other, right? So go ahead and tell somebody that you love them several times today. May you know that you're loved and that I'm thinking of you and that I'm sending huge hugs your way. From the Candy Colored Studio, we'll see you later. Have a good day.